If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
This will never be released. Please, Lord.
You know how I know that Doug will always be the like the manager or producer? You guys want to know how I know?
Moments like this?
Because he records everything that we say.
Oh, it's all blackmail.
He's got all of this shit on file. And we say, for the listeners, you guys don't know. You think we go off on air? Were you recording?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, well, what we say on air is
PG-13.
One millionth of as bad as what we say off air.
Why do you say that? Because now everybody's going to be asking that's for that. Don't say that.
I don't know.
You know what? That's a high statistic. You're right. Because what if, oh my God, I just thought of something horrible. Doug, I need you to take that shit and fucking bury it or hide it somewhere great.
In a vault.
What if somebody like found it and then tried to like use it against us in some weird conspiracy?
Yeah.
What if like Shreds or CrossFit like sent spies, took that information and blackmailed us? You know?
What if we start making a lot of money and Doug doesn't feel like he's making enough?
I don't like all these scenarios.
Look at Doug's smile.
I'm just kind of thinking about this, you know? It's like, okay, I'm working my ass off right now.
See?
Then once this thing blows up, I'm going to have all this stuff to hang over their heads. Yeah. And then I'm going to kick back and watch TV all day while they do all the work.
See?
I see.
No, I mean, why did you bring up all this stuff anyway?
Escape plan.
Now Shreds is really going to send their spies over.
Right.
You know what?
Now you brought that up.
I was just kidding.
Based
it doesn't matter,
based
Doug.
Off the people that write their articles, I'm not too worried about the spies they're going to send over.
Yeah. You'll see them from across the street.
I don't think they're going to be too bright.
Yeah. It's okay though, because remember we went out and we all got drunk and then Doug put on that dress and did that dance for us we videotaped.
Oh yeah.
So don't
tell him about the pig either. Yeah.
You shouldn't call women that.
You and that guy.
Oh my God. Ooh, I crossed the line again.
Have you seen
my neck hurts, bro. Did I tell you guys why my neck hurts? Fuck, I can't turn it. We have
we call this segment What's Hurting Sal?
I got neck cancer. Shit. Damn it. So we have this at the gym that I work at. We have a massage therapist.
The neck exerciser?
Bro, yeah. It kind of looks like a blowjob. I mean, so this massage therapist is from the Ukraine. And
she's badass, by the way.
And she's aggressive.
Well, she is. So if you were to picture like a comedy movie with a massage therapist that comes in from like Russia and like beats the shit out of the guy. Like, what does she look like?
Helga.
Yeah.
And they're like,
right.
Yeah, it's what she's saying. She looks like her name should be Helga.
She looks like that. She's an older, kind of husky woman.
I will break.
And
you.
Her hand strength is like, it's like a velociraptor. Like, she will fuck you up.
Whoa.
So I'm sitting in the
you
chair.
You just used an analogy to a dinosaur that none of us have.
Velociraptor.
If you imagine
the way. There's lots of.
What?
I could have said it.
Because the last time the velociraptor gripped onto me, fucking I knew this motherfucker's going to grip.
At least it was a T-Rex, because she'd be like all trying to reach you and wouldn't happen.
Velociraptor.
You know what I mean? So I've been sitting in the chair between clients, right? Listen, bro.
I'm picturing this.
No, I'm picturing.
I'm still picturing
take
this.
Take my word for it. Velociraptor, powerful grip. Okay. So I'm sitting. Had to grab onto its prey, and I do the claw thing on my hand. So I was sitting in my chair.
It's so femmy the way
I'm sitting in the chair,
that,
and I'm in my phone doing social media stuff. And she always does this. If I'm not with anybody, I take that back. If anybody's not with anybody, if you're a client and you're sitting there waiting between sets, and your trainer happened to like walk off to change the music. And she's in the room, you're fucked. She's going to come over and she's going to start manhandling you. That's how she sells massage. So I'm sitting there in the chair.
Oh, so that wasn't... I felt all special when she did that to me when I was...
No.
She does that to everybody.
Bro, and she... Yeah, so she did to Adam,
she
too.
She totally did. Like, literally, like she, me and Sal introduced me to her. I say, hi, what do I do?
And then, she just went behind Adam.
2 minutes later, I'm on the phone and I'm like, I'm doing exactly that. I'm texting and like resting between
she
sets.
She starts kneading
and she just
you,
starts,
like,
boom. Oh, elbow digging into my chest. I'm like,
she's violent. So I'm doing this. She comes up behind me and she starts fucking with my neck. And it's like, I want to tell her, like, can you stop? because that range of motion is too far. You're gonna hurt me.
But then you're
she's like pushing
itch.
My neck, twisting my chin. Then, dude, then she grabs my hair. I'm not fucking with you. She starts pulling my she starts pulling my hair back while she's and I'm cracking up because I'm like, this is the weirdest sex I've ever had. Yeah. Like, I've never done it this way.
Yeah, it's like, this is how the cavemen did it.
And then she tries to explain it in her accent, like in her Russian accent. Yeah. I pull on your hair to make the nerves pull up, and I'm like, no, you were just being violent. You were just being violent. You were just
I toss
your hair
you out like a little toddler.
Yeah. So that was that's why my neck's been hurting a little bit.
No, when was this? Is it the day?
Bro, it was like fucking three.
You got
days
assaulted,
ago.
Is what that sounds like.
It's like 3 days
me.
Ago. I still can't turn my neck very well.
That's so funny. I totally.
I swear to God, if she gave me neck cancer, I'm going to be so pissed.
She gave me neck cancer.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I've had so many different kinds this year.
It always travels around.
Oh, dude. I had lat cancer one time.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It just turned out to be my lats were huge.
You just
thought it was a tumor.
Stretched too much.
Like, no, they're just wide. Gotcha. So, anyway.
Hey, speaking of lats and back. So, I'm in the gym the other day, and this is the reason why I'm only bringing this up is because I've been noticing this a lot. So this is the new move.
Oh, we have more moves.
Yeah, this is the new move that I see a lot of men's physique competitors doing.
Oh fuck!
And
sorry, I sound like such a dick.
Here it comes.
So these
wispy waist.
Then and I guess they're not the only ones. Maybe some of the, I've seen some of their young guys and they're doing this. But the new thing is to do rack pulls. And which to me is such a rare exercise.
Justin, stop. He's rolling his eyes so hard.
Well,
he's gonna hurt himself.
I know. I'm sure
it looks like I'm having an orgasm. I'm rolling him so hard.
I'm sure he feels the same way I feel about it because this is now. Here's the thing. And somebody, I know somebody's listening to this right now because they're probably an idiot that does this too. And they're like, well, it does work this. Okay. I'm not saying that it's not an exercise.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it has a place and a purpose of why you would do that. And these same people that I'm talking about, I've never seen do a full deadlift.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say.
I've never seen him do a full deadlift before.
I was just going to say.
He's following along the patterns of not going full range of motion for like everything.
I was just going
like,
to say.
Stop it.
If you do rack pulls, but you don't do full deadlifts, you're an idiot.
It is. That right?
Like, that's just. And I know why they're doing it.
So do I.
And because the top portion of the rep is what works the back. And I don't want to work out my. God forbid I develop some glutes and legs. We don't want that shit. Yeah. I don't want to look like I'm too strong, right? So. Here's the worst part.
And you can do a lot more off of a three-quarter rack pull than you can off a full deadlift. So
bro,
just like stacking four or five plates on those.
Yeah. But I have yet to see one of these guys because I've seen it too. You are absolutely right. I've seen it now like 10 times. I have yet to see one of these guys rack pull. And by the way, they're not doing a normal rack pull. The bar is literally traveling 4 inches. It's a high rack pull.
It is. That's what I said. Three quarters. That's what I said. Three quarters rack pull already.
Yeah, it's a top rack pull. It's not like powerlifters. Like, powerlifters do.
It's kind of like a shrug with like a slight bend.
A powerlifter will do a rack pull and it's like just below the knees to like get past the sticking point.
Yeah.
These guys are like 6 inches above their knees.
Yeah.
So they're just like barely standing up.
Well, it's just like that guy that loaded like 8 plates and then squatted what like quote unquote
he
squatted.
Squat. He walked out, walked back in.
He just like went and flexed his knee for a second and then, oh my God, my knees are gonna break.
You know what's funny? We all got tagged on that by like 7 different people.
I know.
Yeah. So I've seen these guys do the rack pulls and I have yet to see any of them rack pull 3 inches more than I deadlift. I have yet to find anybody. The one I saw just yesterday was a guy doing rack pull 3 plates. Okay, so 300 pounds. He's doing 5 reps and he's got wrist wraps on. And he's moving the bar fucking
well,
4 inches.
You need wrist wraps, yeah.
You got to use the wrist wraps. And you got to fucking, you got to be all protected.
That wispy waist is going to fucking break.
I knew that if I came out and said that I was going to offend somebody and somebody's probably being like, you know, like, because everybody thinks that fitness icon people should just all be super motivational and positive about everything. But you know how we roll.
You know how we roll.
Yeah, we know how we roll.
Let's flip that into a motivational. Yeah, right. How can we make that sound motivational?
I don't know, dude.
I got it. This is the way you do it. It's a look.
I got it.
Don't hate me.
How about this? If you do rack pulls, that's better than nothing. Good job.
There you go.
How's that sound?
Good job. That is a good point.
That's positive.
That is a very
it's better than nothing.
It's better than sitting on your couch.
I'm gonna make a t-shirt. Yeah. Rack pulls, better than nothing.
Well, what happens, and this is the part where I feel, and I can't wait till you guys watch the movie The Perfect Physique. because
I can't either.
am I gonna like it, Adam?
Oh my god, I can't wait.
You guys are gonna like it, actually. I bet you I'm willing to actually, you know what? I'm gonna quiz Justin because I don't think Justin's gonna get all the way through it.
I'll get my Vaseline ready. You know what I'm saying?
That's
how I'm gonna feel. I want
Justin,
done.
You need to come up with the times, by the way. Nobody jacks off with Vaseline anymore. That is some old school shit.
I don't even use lotion, so what am I supposed to use?
Bareback, huh?
You chafe the shit out of yourself.
I'm a man.
Oh, wait a minute. You're probably
grizzly
bear.
He's got natural oils.
No, maybe he's not clipped. He's still got the, you know what I'm saying? He's still intact.
I make noises.
He's got the anteater going on, so he just moves his skin. No way, dude. He just moves his skin back and forth.
On this meat hawk.
He's a regular sausage over here, bro. Regular sausage over here.
This meat hawk soars.
He's lifting chalk.
Majestically.
He's so hardcore. Oh. He's liquid chalk. So
how dare you make fun of my masturbation?
So you think we'll like it? Huh?
I think you're gonna have to do what I did, which is break it up in three or four.
Is anybody we know in there?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I mean,
awesome.
Well, there's. I mean, there's definitely quite a few guys that you guys know of, you know, for sure. I don't know, like, they're not like the homie or whatever, but you know, they're all the big names and all the fitness guys that are in men's physique. They're all men's physique athletes, right? If you're not a men's physique athlete, they're at one point they were, or they're all cover the magazine guys. And
do they have a talent portion where they, like, you know, juggle or
what? I felt like the producer was trying to do was, I felt like they tried to make this. Kind of like a reality show meets like a soft porn meets like a documentary, all wrapped in all one sandwich. All
right, we got to watch this.
Yeah,
we got to watch it ASAP. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do a review. We're going to do just a whole episode where we break it down and review it.
Yes. I'm going to do it Mystery Science Theater 3000 style.
So, you know, you're going to talk shit while you watch it?
No, I'm just going to, you know, be very objective and
give
my opinion, and it might sound like that.
But you can't even finish. I want you to finish it too, because that's why I say you break it up, because there's sections of it that are just over the top ridiculous, and ones that will make you go like, what are we watching right now?
Oh, so I remember what else I was going to bring up. This is something I was going to talk about. What? So have you ever, I guarantee you guys have done this, where you've trained a client who used to train with another trainer that was maybe a friend of yours, but you know, they weren't that good of a trainer, and then they train with you. And all
there's
of a sudden,
that awkward moment.
It's the awkward moment when your client is like, why am I in such better shape right now? You know? So I have a client like that. This guy's 52 years old, and he trained with a buddy of mine who's a great guy. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to give too many details. I'm going to call him out. But he is a CrossFit trainer, and he...
Did you hear how silent was it for a second?
I was like, and he would train this guy kind of in that style, that CrossFit style. It's like circuit, back, forth, do five snatches, run over there, go run around the block, come back, you know, 10 push-ups, couple jumping, you know, weird kipping pull-ups, you know, do all this crazy shit. And this guy who's 52, he is phenomenally fit, and he would follow this guy's workout, right? And he got down to 100 and...
Snatch that wad in my box.
Yeah. Whoa. He got down to 145 pounds doing this kind of workout, right?
Okay.
So, and then something happened, and then the guy stopped working out for a long time, like a couple years. He comes into the gym and is like, Sal, I know so-and-so doesn't work here anymore, but I do want to still train here. Can I train with you? So I'm like, absolutely. So now we've been training now for about 6 or 7 months together. Now, first off, before I started training him, I sat him down, and I'm like, how do I say this nicely? So I'm like, listen, the guy you worked with before sucked. No, that's not what I said. I sat him down. I said, look, I said, I train very differently than what you're used to.
Oh, it's because
he's kind of, he's kind of,
way to put it.
He's kind of one of these guys that's like, he's so into fitness that he associates getting beat up with having a good workout.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. A lot of people.
So I got to explain, I got to break it down for him, because I'm like, you're not going to get beat up with my training. And I don't want you to think that it's not effective. Okay. So I explained to him, I sit him down. I said, look, this is what we're going to do. My goal, or the goal with any time you use weights, is to improve strength, performance, and build muscle. That's all weights do. Okay, I'm not going to use weights to make you faster or give you more endurance. If you want those two things, then we could do other things.
Go do that separately.
Right. Yeah. So I said, but weights, your training's going to be slower. We're going to do more of these kind of straight sets. The workouts might feel a little more boring because they're not so hyped up. You know, I'm not going to be slapping you across the face and yelling at you type of deal. But watch the progress. And I told him, I said, don't worry about the scale. Because with me, I know you're trying to get leaner, but you're going to gain weight because you're going to build muscle and you're going to get stronger. Because I know, I can tell this guy's got good muscle building genes. I could tell, like, he's going to blow up, right?
So that's why he probably had even success doing all the other stupid stuff.
Right. So luckily, you know, he trusted me and we started working out. 6 months later, so he weighed 145 before with this other dude. He weighs with me 155, so he's 10 pounds heavier, but he's leaner with me. He's probably about 3 or 4% leaner in terms of body fat than he was at 145. Looks fucking amazing and working out probably half as hard and half as much. So he used to run like crazy. Now I've cut his running down. I'm like, you need to stop running so much. He likes to swim. So I said, you can keep doing that. And no more sore joints. He feels amazing. He just went and got his testosterone levels checked. He's a 52-year-old man. His testosterone levels was over 750.
Jesus.
Which is near the upper limit of where it should be. He's feels amazing. People who know him, because he also works out at another gym on his own where he goes swimming, have come up to me now and said, I don't know what you're doing with him, but he looks fucking amazing. And it's funny because he's still friends with the other trainer, and I am friends with the other guy too. But he, you know, and it's weird. It's kind of a weird, like, what do you do? And he brought it up the other day, and he's like, yeah, he goes, I look a lot better than I did back then.
Who's the other trainer? Do we know
him? You don't know him. I don't want to say his name because he might be listening.
No, go ahead and say his name. Yeah.
Come on.
He's a great guy, super, super good guy, smart guy. He's just super drank the CrossFit Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And
I just did
and
that.
That's what he does. So, but it's like, how do you handle that situation? Because it's tough. Because if I didn't know the trainer, I would have sat him down straight up and said, "Well, sorry, your trainer sucked." But this, you know, so I had to kind of like let the results kind of speak for themselves, type of deal. You know
so
I, mean?
I did something similar. Well, I made a mistake because I forgot that this person had trained with somebody I knew.
A friend
so,
of yours?
Yeah, so I totally fucked up on this one, right? So this is how this played out. So this lady comes up to me. She knows she's met me before through OTF, and she's been out for like 3 months. She comes to me and she asks me about coaching, right? So she's like, hey, I want some help with nutrition, this and that. Mind you, she stopped working out because she got pregnant. So she's one of those people that, like, she gets pregnant and then she thinks that she can't work out. So she hasn't been working out for like 3 months. Mm. And then she's telling me that she wants my help coaching to put a nutrition plan. So we're firing back and forth on email. And, you know, she asks, do you give discounts for cash and everything like that? I said, nope, I don't do discounts. I said, I have a waiting list anyways. I said, you wouldn't even be able to get in with me until at least a month. And she's like, well, you know, I was really just, you know, hoping that you could do this for me and do that for me. And, you know, and then I'll just go ahead and do it on my own. I said, well, first of all, I don't do that. I said, I don't write. And at this point, we've already emailed back and forth a couple of times. So I'm kind of getting irritated. And I send this like long old email back of like how I do things. I'm like, this, you're obviously you've trained with somebody else and this and that before in the past. And maybe this is how they do things, but you know, a trainer's an idiot if he does this. And I start going off.
And it's all the stuff that he did. And it's someone, you know,
I forgot, dude, you know what I miss?
It was Justin.
She was asking about she wanted from me. She wanted me just to what she wanted to pay me for, which people get this, do this all the time. And it's like my pet peeve. Is how much can I pay you? Can you just write me a meal plan?
Oh.
Can you just write me a meal plan and I'll follow that? How much? You know, and then they want to wheel and deal for like a cash price or whatever like that. And I'm like,
you know what I do with that shit? I just throw out some stupid number. $1,000.
That's exactly what I do.
You do the same thing?
Yeah. I go, because the thing is, like, how are you going to get out of this? Well, it could be worth your time by making it ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's, you know what? I have thrown out some pretty high numbers at that. And they normally go like, are you just to write me a meal plan? That's it.
So, I'm like, I tell you what, I'll throw in a couple sessions of training too.
That's awkward, dude. I mean, I've had that happen to me too.
Yeah, no, it happens.
I, like this lady just watching me train, like, and she wasn't getting very good results with one of her trainers.
Oh, and she was in the same gym?
He was in the same gym, and it was like, you know, he had actually flaked on her, like he was running late, and this was like the third or fourth time. And she kind of pulled me aside and was like, hey, you know, how much do you charge? You know, like, I watch you train. I really like
you. I notice you show up to all your clients.
Yeah, like, you're real professional. And, like, your clients are really happy, and they, you know, see awesome results. And, You know, I'm just like I was trying so hard to be like, I don't want you. I'm sorry. This is too close.
Well,
but
yeah.
Then I was like, you know, I don't want to like, you know, I got to look out for everybody. If somebody has an interest in me, I'm not going to turn them away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
no,
so
especially
I was
in a situation like that where, hey, motherfucker, you just did, was that, now is this at this facility or back when you used to work at 2?
Back in a different one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cause yeah. When we used to be at 2-4 together, I used to tell my trainers like, hey, you know, some other dumb dick messes up, can't show up on time. And that client comes up to you.
Oh, 24. Yeah.
No, oh yeah. I used to
take people's clients all the time. Like, yeah. You would actually give me other people's clients that they screwed up with them.
Fucking A.
You know, because you want them to keep coming back.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just, I mean, it happens and it's awkward, but guess what? You know, like, that's just part of the thing. Like, if you're going to, you know, be good at what you do and people will recognize that, that's the nature of the beast. That's
so
business.
I got a tip for that.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I got a tip for that is that this is what I'll do. I've done this in this situation where a trainer in my gym, their client's not happy with them. They come up to me. And it's always awkward for the client, too. Let's not forget that. The client themselves is like, fuck, you know, I want to train with this guy, and I'm in the same gym. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll just leave because they feel awkward about it. But when I've had them come up to me and ask me that, and if it's a situation where I think they're justified, like you said, Justin, where someone's not showing up, I'll say, yeah, I'll train you, but I'm more expensive, and I'll charge them more.
Yeah.
Then when the trainer comes in, it's all pissed off. Like, you took my client. Like, they're paying me more. Your client really wanted to train with me. You see what I'm saying? I'll never charge less because then it looks like I stole your client.
Then they're like double mad, bro, right? Yeah. Like, you took my client and you're getting more money out of them.
Right. And it's because
yeah, how did that make soften the blow?
Yeah, I was gonna say that is that's like
no,
a double C.
No, let me break it down.
I didn't tell, he just saw it. He saw it all go down. I was like, yeah.
No, let me explain it to you. Imagine you have a client who then wants to train with me.
Well, I have a story on how I used to handle this.
Imagine if they come to me and I charge them less than what you charge them.
Yeah,
that's now,
like you undercut me and try to do a price thing.
You're thinking you're stealing my client. But if I charge them more,
I hear
you're thinking it's the client. The client just wants to go
so bad.
Well,
what I'm thinking is like, damn, you're fucking a good closer. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I think. But the average trader probably goes, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I used to do, you guys made me, it's making me laugh right now, because I'm thinking of stories when I used to do this, that I was notorious for this. Because as a fitness manager, I'm overseeing all these trainers. So, I knew a lot of the clients, especially if you're a client that comes on a regular basis. And Justin is right. Justin, many times did I give Justin clients that were somebody else's client first. But I wouldn't tell the trainer. Like, if a client came up to me and they like, hey, you know, I was wondering, I see Justin training a lot and I really like what he's doing. Is it possible I could switch trainers? Oh, absolutely. You know, when's your next appointment? Oh, I'm supposed to see Mike on Wednesday at 4. I was like, okay, well, go ahead, keep your time. I'll take care of that. I'll make sure Justin's here for you and stuff like that. So he'll be here for you. And I'll let Mike find out when he shows up at 4 o'clock. Yeah. He shows up at 4
Mike's
o'clock.
Real happy you just brought that up.
Yeah. Oh, is that a true story?
No, but it could be.
Yeah, we had a Mike.
We knew Mike.
We had a Mike. Yeah. And my boy Mike listens to this. I'm not talking about you, Mike. Come on. But I would.
Or maybe
do,
you are.
Yeah, or maybe I am. No. Maybe. I would do that, though. I would just switch the trainer out, and then the trainer comes. And of course, I'm the first person the trainer comes to right away when shit like that goes down. If someone took a client, whatever, come running to my office.
What happened, dude?
And I would just be like, well, what do you think? Why do you think Justin's training your client right now? Why do you think? You know, and then I just fuck with him. You know, say, maybe
remember our episode about failure?
Yeah.
You guys might want to go listen to that
175.
Evaluate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is actually a learning experience for you.
This is a learning experience.
Yeah, you just learned something right now. Oh, now, dude. What about the flip? Has the flip ever happened to you? Let me explain. I've had clients who've left shitty trainers that put them on like super restricted diets, beat the crap out of them, you know, did horrible things. I'll give you a specific example. I had a client who came to me who was doing the HCG diet. You guys remember that?
I know exactly. Ooh, yeah. I know somebody who's close to me who just did that.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, HCG diet, bullshit. Okay. It's a fucking super low calorie diet. Plus they give you HCG. Ugh. Garbage. It's stupid. Anyhow, this lady came to me, was doing the HCG diet with this other trainer, eating super low calories. He was beating the crap out of her. Comes to me and I'm like, okay, you need to eat more. We're going to build some muscle. We're going to fix your metabolism. Two, three months later, she left and went back to the other guy. Because I wasn't beating the crap out of her enough, and she wasn't, because it was so ingrained in her mind, and I wouldn't cater to her. You know what I'm saying? Because I could have beat the shit out of her.
Dude, that same thing happened, and if you go way back in our podcast and I was talking about that lady that always wanted to puke. Did I talk about this?
Yeah,
I did.
Always wanted to puke?
Yeah, like that was her, like, because she was a big lady and then she had lost this weight quickly. And I'm pretty sure she had a disorder, you know, not only just like, I mean, sure, she had an eating disorder, but also like exercise bulimia. It was like that was her deal. She had some trainer that, you know, when she would go traveling in New York, she also had another trainer that would like beat the crap out of her there. And she was expecting the same out of me. And I was like, I'm not comfortable with this. Like, I'm just not going
to
do that. That's not how I do things.
And
I'm like, I kept like Adam, I had this like, this mindset that, okay, this is a challenge, you know, I'm going to break her, you know, and everything. And she just like kept having this like demand of like, that wasn't hard enough. I don't feel sick. You know, I'm just like, thank God. Yeah. Like, that's the point. You know, I'm not trying to do that. And, you know, it just got to the point where she didn't want to train with me anymore. And then I think she might've came to you and was like, wanted a new trainer. And then I saw her training with somebody else, you know, in the gym.
Oh, so this actually happened when you guys were at 24.
When we were at 24. And wow. I was just like, and I saw her and I was like, pfft. Yeah.
I don't know if I remember.
Have fun,
who
lady.
I don't know.
You're crazy.
Should I remember her? Was
see
she
you later.
Was she a pretty regular or what?
Yeah, I don't know. You might remember. I'll tell you off air what her name was. You'd probably remember. But it was funny, though. I was just like, dude, yeah, peace out.
I think it happened to me. It happened to me a handful of times, especially early on. And I think that's what made me feel the need that when I present to somebody now, like I lay all that groundwork big time. And because it had happened enough times. It happened to me enough times where I was just like, wow. Just because I kind of go over it and tell people that this is how we're going to start, that goes in one ear out the other. They're still in search of that I'm going to kill you workout. So now, like, I'm like, I almost exaggerate the other way. Like, you may not move on your scale for like 6 months, you know? Mm-hmm. Because to me, that doesn't matter. Because what I need to do is I need to get your balance together. I need to get you healthy. I need to figure all that out. And I'd like to tell you that's going to take 1 month. I'd like to tell you that. I'd tell you to take less than that. But we're gonna find out, and I don't know that.
See, this is brilliant,
and I'll tell you right now.
You underpromise like shit.
Oh yeah,
and then when something happens, it's true. Yep. It's like if you got it's like if your dick is medium size, but you keep telling this girl that you have a really small dick. When you pull it out, boom,
she's super happy.
Oh my God, it's bigger than I thought it would be.
Exactly.
Over deliver.
Absolutely.
Wow. Right.
That's, never had to use that one. But yeah.
Yeah. No, it's it's true that and you can't.
Wait a minute. Adam always underpromises, and he always talks about how he's a big dick. It must be.
Oh, it must be like a whale.
It must be huge.
Whoa. Like Shamu just plunging his way into the.
It's so big it wears a weight belt.
Oh, stop it.
It has a weight belt on, though, so it doesn't hurt its back.
Well, yeah. It's the only way he stays circumcised. Weight belt.
Oh, my God.
So that's what you do then with clients.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I definitely underpromise, overdeliver for sure. And
you can apply that to anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can play, like, listen, honey. Listen, honey. Listen, babe, we're going to have sex right now. You're definitely not going to have an orgasm. I mean, and it's not going to feel good at all.
You're going to be like, you know, it's okay. You tried hard.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, she's like, I almost had an orgasm.
Well, and
that's kind of good.
The more convincing you are about that, the better off the surprise is, too, right?
the surprise?
Yeah.
Blah.
Wait a second. I already lost weight. You told me it was going to take 6 months, maybe more. It's only been 4 weeks. I'm so excited right now. You know, clients love you then. Yeah,
you're like,
sure.
Well, that was unexpected. Ooh. It wasn't what I'd planned, but it looks like your body's a fast responder.
I guess, and maybe just because we've dealt with so many people and we have so many people that are trying to get in and train with us now, is that, you know, I'm a lot shorter with people when it comes to that stuff. Like, you know, I at that point, like even now, like, so what I'll do, people inquire now, and I'm like, do you listen to Mind Pump? And they're like, oh no, I've heard about it. I need to get, I'm like, go listen to about 10 episodes and then come back to me first. Because one, I want to be able to help you possibly on your journey without me even charging you, believe it or not. So I want you to be able to get some free knowledge that you get out there from Mind Pump until you get a kind of feel of where we're coming from and where we stand too that way. So then when I tell you certain things, you kind of get the drift, right? Where, you know, some people, they when they start telling me, like, just like that lady who was asking me to write a meal plan, I'm like, oh, you don't listen to Mind Pump,
do you? Do you guys have clients that you don't want to listen to Mind Pump?
No.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Really?
Oh, dude. I've got clients that if they heard Mind Pump, they'd be shocked.
Really?
I just talked about
I would have never guessed that.
I just talked about it. Like, it's literally like 30, family. like 5 minutes ago, I just talked about dicks. I have clients that if they heard me say that, like, these are like, you know, older women, professional, very sweet.
Oh, you still have clients like that.
And I treat them very nice.
Dude, I got older, Mrs. Johnson. Professional women, but they love when we get all vulgar.
No, dude. Yeah, my clients are
like, yeah.
No, these people would freak out. They'd listen to it and they'd probably never show up again.
Really?
Because when they show up, I'm like, hi, Mrs. Johnson, sit them down. So how was your day?
You
know,
you attract those kind of people.
You made pumpkin pie yesterday from scratch, and we talk about that for, you know, 20 minutes. This is a real thing.
And Mind Pump, you're like, cock, blowjobs, this.
Yeah.
Masturbation.
Yeah, we talked about the pumpkin and then her visit to the cabin.
And inside, Sal's like, titties. It's like waiting to come out. He's like,
no way, no wonder. So those of you who don't know, we're all in a group text. I think we've mentioned this before. And Sal's just like, I can't wait till all we do is Mind Pump all day. Yeah. No wonder,
dude. It's therapy. He's always bringing that up. Now I know.
I'll drop something on my foot and I'll be like, shucks, you know, or something like that. Gosh darn it. Yeah. And then, you know, it happened the other day. I was with one of these
guys. Those are the same people that like hate music. Have you ever been in a gym that like some old lady is like, I can't have any music.
Bro.
Music is the devil.
Bro, I don't know if I told you guys this. Stop me if I did. I was training my client who likes electronic music and it's just me and him. And so we've got electronic music on. And it's not fucking dubstep.
How's it go, dude?
It's not dubstep. It's like
the other trainer came over and did something, right?
It's like Calvin Harris or like, you know, like popular electronic music. Okay. It's shit you listen to on the radio. So it's on, we're listening to it, and every once in a while he walked over to see who was playing. He's like, oh, this is awesome. Anyway, another trainer shows up with his client. This is a middle aged soccer mom woman. Okay.
So probably the same one you cut off.
So he's tripping. Probably.
Yeah.
So he's and I'm always nice to her. I'm always like, hey, I'm nice to everybody that comes in. So he's training her and she's, you know, she's kind of got this look on her face. Well, then this song comes on and it's electronic music. Okay. It's a little repetitive, but it's nothing crazy. She just bursts out. She's like, can you just turn this off? It sounds like a sock is stuck in my vacuum cleaner. And I'm like, huh? That's her exact words.
That was her analogy.
Yes. So I looked at her, and it wasn't like dubstep or anything.
It's gotta be so,
that sounds like right.
So, I looked
good
at
song.
Her.
Dude, what song is that?
So I looked song. At her, and I'm like, "Wow, your vacuum cleaner makes good music."
Yeah.
I thought I was being funny, and she looks at me. And she goes, "No." She's like, "This music is so offensive." I'm like, "Offensive." So I went over and I fucking put Air Supply on. Like I changed it. I'm like, here you go. Yeah. Fucking cleaning the house, 1980s music.
Who are we to, baby?
Yeah.
Sade.
And I'm like, offensive. I can't believe you call it. I'm like, bitch, you want to hear what I work out to? Yeah. I'm going to put some Lamb of God on this motherfucker. Yeah. Have you start going, run home crying to your husband.
Yes, oh, it's Jesus. I'm not going
to say that.
No,
don't say it.
So you actually have people that you don't tell about Mind Pump.
Bro, I have people who, in their mind, and I've been training them for years, okay? In their mind, their vision of Sal is this really nice, sweet, you know, just good Boy Scout. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Super helpful.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
which is definitely
dropping articles out of the sky.
Which is definitely a big part of me. It is a big part of me. This is another part of me, but they don't see this part of me because I'm very professional in there.
There's quite a few of them that you actually that don't even listen to Mind Pump. You don't tell them.
No, and I don't want them to. Well, I've actually told them not to. They'll be like, Sal, how's that podcast going? I'm like, it's going really great.
Right, it's terrible. It's terrible.
No. I'll
not
be like,
so well.
It's going awesome. And they'll be like, I'm so sorry I haven't listened to it. And I'll say, no, you know what? You probably shouldn't listen
probably
to
should.
It.
Probably should. It's not very
good. Yeah, I know. I'm like, it's a little vulgar. My co-hosts are really vulgar.
They really press me outside of my comfort zone.
I'm like, you want to hear Adam? He talks about like bad stuff. Yeah. You don't want to listen to it. But what's worse is that when I have a client that's in the know, that like really knows like, you know, where I can go, and they come in like right after this other client who doesn't know everything, and they cross paths and they're in the gym for like 5 minutes together, it's always awkward. You know what I mean? It's always like
he's like, boner unicorns. Yeah, high five.
Yeah. it would be as if your girlfriend was over, and then your ex-girlfriend came in, or some girl that you're doing on the side.
Or you're introducing two different groups of friends.
And you're like, fuck, they're going to say something that's going to ruin everything.
Yeah, the ones that really know you, and then the ones that are like, hey, I didn't see you on campus the other day.
I along these notes, and I got one for you guys. And what name right here? Here we go. Name the top three people that are related to you. They don't have to be related. They could be connected to you. Top three people that are connected to you that are like huge Mind Pump fans. That like they're the first ones to listen to an episode, first ones to text you or ask you about something or talk to you about something. Who come to mind? The first three that come to your mind.
So my buddy Mike. I don't know if I should say his last name, but he's an anesthesiologist. Great guy. He loves the show.
Okay.
Fucking hilarious. Sean, I know he listens to the show as well. And then my buddy Eric. Eric listens to it all the time. The people that don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
You know, I have family members that'll listen to it, and my mom actually listens to Mind Pump sometimes. And then it's awkward.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stefano. I'm just gonna say,
my mom doesn't. My mom doesn't listen to it. She listens every once in a blue moon. She's just like, you guys cut so much in that. My ears are bleeding.
Yeah, a lot of them are like my clients that I've. It's really funny because I am just like you. Like I'm very professional. Like I'm not like trying to be the guy that's just swearing up a storm in the gym.
Like do squats till your cock hits the ground.
Yeah, never. And I've been with, you know, training these people for years. And so, and we always have like funny banter back and forth, like I do here on the show, but it's like, them hearing me on here with you guys, they're like, whoa, you know, it's like blew their mind. they listen to it. And so they get addicted to it. And then they kind of subtly hint at it, but we still are on that. Like every now and then I feel okay to like, be like, shit, like, wait. Okay, it's okay.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing too, is when they start listening, then all of a sudden you feel like, oh, I can be another level of like,
inappropriate. Like, they've heard me say this.
No, I'll have a client walk in. I'll be training one of these people, like that lady I was telling you about, the pumpkin pie one. We'll be sitting down. We're just finishing up. My next client comes in, who's a guy that loves my show, and me and him, like, we have a text going on. And I swear to God, if anyone ever found that text, I'd be in jail. So he comes in and he'll make a reference to the show, knowing that the client like doesn't listen, but he'll say it in a way where they don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He'd be like, hey, Sal, I checked out, I got those Kirkland wipes you guys were talking about. He's like, it's awesome. I feel great. And he'll walk right by and I'm like, you better not say shit.
Leave it at that.
Better not say shit in front of Miss Johnson because she doesn't know. Yeah. We promote shaved assholes. Wipe them down. Or at least Adam does. Yeah. So is there anybody you had that you're close to that won't listen?
Well, I have my hardcore. My sister and my girl are like, I mean, they are, the shit's uploaded right
I think
away.
Your girl is the only girl amongst us, you know, of our girls that listens to every show.
Oh yeah.
Just
does Courtney listen to that money? Is she hit or miss?
She'll listen to it but the problem with her is like she usually has the kids in the car with her, or she's like, you know. So the opportunity to sit and listen to one of them is like very limited. So every now and then she'll listen, but like won't ever tell me that she did. But like, it's like, oh yeah, I heard that one. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's so critical of me. Dude,
she'll be like, I listened, but you suck.
She doesn't. Here's the thing. It's so like, did I marry her? What, you know, like she originally thought I was funny, but she doesn't like, she like cringes at my jokes and you know what I mean? Like really? That kind of thing. So it's like,
and you're like, that's why I got laid.
Yeah.
In the first place.
I was like, this is what won you.
Yeah. Right.
Like I was funny once. You know what I mean? Like I'm breaking her down though. Again, like, you know, I'm throwing it at her hard. Like, look, I'm a funny guy.
I'm a funny guy.
Stop treating me like I'm not.
I just get in fights. Yeah, we just get in arguments. That's so it. Like, yeah, I don't listen.
And Aaron, say your girl never listens, right?
Every once in a while, she's supportive in certain different respects, but listening to it, the thing is she's a private person, and you know, obviously we talk about everything on here, so it's hard to listen to. I'm an extrovert. For those of you that know me, if you couldn't guess, I'm very much an extrovert. I'm out there. And if I meet someone within 10 minutes, depending on the context, like if I'm at work and I have to be professional, it's different. But if I'm out at a party and we're hanging out and I just met you, I don't care who you are, within 10 minutes, this is how we're talking. Just like I am like this. Like I'm going to talk to you about everything. I'm going to laugh. And for whatever reason, call it a gift but I get away with it. Like, I get away with saying some shit to people, and people don't get offended and tend to laugh and whatever.
That's your delivery.
And it's just the way I am. But if you're an introvert and you're with me, it can make you uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It can definitely make you uncomfortable. Because I'll go up to someone and, like, I'll be with my wife and we'll be at a party. And within 5 minutes, I'll be making jokes about how we just had sex. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. Like, how you feeling today? I'm right. Tired, man. Me yeah, and her, we just went at it. And she'll look at me like, what the fuck did you just say?
you know, my girl's not, I mean, she definitely, I probably make her cringe more than either one of your girls, though, because I definitely talk the most shit, and I definitely put her in that. Because she's like, you know, it's so great that, you know, I have the boyfriend who's single. You know, I've been with a guy for 5 years that's single. You know what I'm saying? He talks all single all the time, right? So I get that shit every time I come on. And the fact that she listens to every single episode as soon as it drops.
Poor Katrina.
Yeah, I get it right away. But she's
a trooper.
She's a true fan, though, too. Yeah. Like, she literally loves.
Who's her favorite character on the show?
She has, like, she knows us.
Adam, dude, come on.
I ask you the question. I'm making it uncomfortable.
No, it's
she has
not.
To say that.
No, I'm last for sure. Because you know why? She gets all of me at home. So she gets anything.
Well, they're the most critical of us. Like I said, like with me, like she, like Courtney loves listening to you guys, and then you know I'm like chopped liver.
Well, that's how it is for me too. I mean, she doesn't care. The only thing I will say that she does probably enjoy hearing from me is, as much of an extrovert that I am, I have so much shit. I think we're all like this, right? We have so much crap going on in our lives with all the different businesses and people and stuff that we interact with, that a lot of times when I get home, I'm just kind of shut down a little bit. I'm kind of quiet. I'm reserved. I like to relax. I don't talk a lot. And sometimes my girl feels like she has to pry out of me, like, my day, you know? What did you do? Who'd you talk to? What happened?
You're like, just go listen to Mind Pump.
Well, I think that is the part that she does like about it. She feels like, you know, there's, you know, we talk so much on here that, you know, I'll tell like the story I just shared.
We're stealing the fun out
about of it. OTF. You know, I didn't share that with her. She'll hear that now on Mind Pump for the first time. Just because to me, the only reason why it even came up was because I'm listening to you guys talk. It you know, oh, okay, that's right. This just happened to me. So then I bring it up. So that part she does. But she definitely, she loves to hear Justin. She loves to hear all his like subtle jabs that she thinks that, like, not a lot of people pick up on it because it's quiet, you know, that he'll say in the background real quick. So she always points those out all the time. Like,
erection.
Yeah.
Herpes.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I heard him say that, honey. Yes, I was there, you know, so. And then, of course, she loves all your fitness knowledge and all your studies and all the nerdy stuff you give her. So she's a diehard fan. So is my sister. Yeah. My sister and her are like
2, 7, 5. Hi. You know, I don't like always being called a nerd.
Sure you do, bro. Sure you do.
What are you talking about?
You do the Kermit voice better than I do.
I try.
You do the Miss Piggy voice really good.
Oh, Kermit!
Yeah,
that was really
good.
That is really good.
It's so good.
I have, let's see, who doesn't, my mom doesn't listen.
My best is the jackalope.
My other sister doesn't listen. My brother doesn't listen. A lot of my close family doesn't listen. My aunt and uncle and my cousins that I'm really close to. I have my two best friends. My one best friend, actually, he's hit and miss. Sometimes he'll tune in and listen. He loves to listen to all the funny shit. He don't like any of the fitness and science shit. So he always looks for titles that are like off the wall, and he listens.
So I'm his least favorite.
No, we have some. Dude,
you know what's hilarious? Like right now, I just realized I was watching Full House with my wife the other night. It was like her idea. She was like, "Oh, it's like nostalgia."
Yeah.
And there's Uncle Jesse. There's that Dave Coulier guy, and then there's Danny Tanner. Yeah. Right, and then I was like, "Damn it!"
I know where you're going.
Yeah, yeah right. Like,
I want to be Jesse.
Yeah, yeah. We know who Uncle Jesse is.
Yeah.
We know who Dave Coulier. Like, Boston's fast pee, you'll never catch me.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I told you I had to bust that one out.
So what's funny is Bob Saget. Have you guys ever heard him?
Oh, bro, he is raunchy. He's so and raw as shit. He's like one of the rawest dudes ever.
He kind
of
creeps me out.
Which actually just plays right into Justin's point of the three of those guys being us as it is too. Right?
That's what I'm saying. We are Full House.
Full House.
Oh shit!
And Doug's one of the twins.
Yeah,
he's the Olsen twins. He's both of them at once. Or he's Deej.
He's DJ.
DJ.
She got fat. Don't forget to subscribe to Mind Pump and please rate and review us, or Justin will get beat up.
Or die.
Don't make it happen again.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.